When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your official station to talk New York Rangers. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Jimmy and the Guys, Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Eric in Rivervale is up next to the Fan. What's going on, Eric?
Moose, how are we doing, brother?
Eric, I'm great, man. I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
I'm well, thank you. Santa ready for Christmas?
Yeah, a lot of pressure, Eric. A lot of pressure for...
I get it. I got one, so I can only imagine.
No, it's not just that. It's, you know, my wife and making sure that's right. And, you know, people are like, you know, it's not that. But no, there's pressure. Beads of sweat. There's no doubt about it. It all comes along with it, the holidays, right? It really is. You got to make sure, you know, everything's right on Christmas morning. You got to make sure that, you know, your wife has the right gift or gifts, whatever it might be, you know? And everyone's like, you know what? As long as you have this or that or small things. What? No, I mean, no, there's pressure. At least with me, there comes along pressure with it.
Without a doubt. I feel like, you know, this time of the year, I work harder at home than I do at work. I mean, it is a job. It is a lot of pressure. And, well, hopefully Santa comes through. Usually does. But, yes. Yeah, it's a white-knuckle ride getting there.
No doubt about it. Yes, there's a great once the gifts are open, it's a tremendous relief.
Yeah, there's no question. That's what's coming in a couple days. That's it. Happy holidays, one and all. Enjoy the lights. Enjoy the tree. Enjoy the holidays. A little bing. All that kind of stuff. And make sure... everything is wrapped. Everything is good to go. Everyone's a happy camper come Christmas morning. Like I said, all I want, a little peace and quiet. Philadelphia we go. Brian, what's going on, Brian?
What's up, Moose? How you doing, man? Long time.
It's been a while, Brian. How have you been, man?
Good, good. Like the last caller said, Christmas is, I'd rather be at work than have to deal with all of what we have to deal with. I have two young boys. You got a bunch of boys. You know, it seems like, you know, not everyone's going to be happy. So it's just, I don't know. It's just, you know, it's loads of fun. But, I just wanted to piggyback on what a couple callers said before about...
No, I don't want to paint it like I don't want to be home. Like, that's wrong. I don't necessarily want to be at work. But I would say, the kids get... How old are your boys, Brian?
9 and 6.
All right, 9 and 6. So you're still right there where you're putting together things.
I'll give you
assembling.
But they want to open presents now, and like they've been whining all day about opening gifts now, and I'm like, it's not Christmas yet.
Yes.
Like they're like theoretically they're not supposed to be here yet. Like Santa's supposed to bring them. So that's like it's just, you know.
Yeah. Brian. I hate putting stuff together. Not that I can't. I'm just not. I am not like Tim the Tool Man Taylor. Like, I can't put anything together.
I'm not either.
Let me give you a quick story. Like, so I've had, in the past couple of weeks, I've had two off days. Last week was marred by the leak in the house. Two Fridays ago, right? My wife, because the kids destroyed this chest that we have that they put their gloves and their scarves and their stuff in. Like, it was like off the hinges,
right? So my wife ordered another chest from Home Depot. Of course, it gets delivered, but you have to put it together, right? It comes in a million 100%. Different pieces, right? So here I am. I'm close to getting it done, right? And I have the, you know, I have the little electric, like, drill, like, and, you know, the drill bit in to do the screws quickly to try and get it done. One of the screws, threads were not, wasn't going into something properly, right? One of the hinges. So one of the pulls. So I'm holding the pull in my hand, right? With the drill in my right hand, holding the pull in my left hand, have the screw there trying to get it out so then I could put it onto the chest, right? And what happens? Yeah. Well, I'm an idiot. I'm like an absolute moron. So I hit it too. I pull the trigger too hard. The drill bit goes right into my hand.
So the drill bit
goes right into my hand. The knob goes flying. The screw goes flying. This and that. About 40 minutes later, I'm in the ER room at the hospital getting stitches. And that was my Friday. That was my Friday. Like that was it was an un, it was an unbelievable yeah. disaster to the point where the like I get made Friday. Fun of now where I put a drill bit into my hand.
But again, there goes your Friday. Like one of your few days off, like you said,
it's gone. It's over. Right. Then you're in the ER room. I'm getting four stitches. I've been on penicillin.
I agree. And I just to say this quickly. You know, everything you buy, you have to build. Like, I just wish something would come assembled. I can build it. I just don't want to. I don't have enough time to. It's a wild world, man. Wild.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. What else you got, Brian?
So, you know, okay, here's the thing, right? So, you know, Soto leaves. He goes to the Mets. And, you know, people can say what they want. It was about the money. It wasn't about, you know, his family's security and, you know, the box. It's about the money. And guess what? He went for the money. I get it, okay? But what concerns me is, you know, the Yankees struggled last year outside of Judge and Soto having all-world seasons to score runs. Soto's gone. Do I like what they did with their rotation, their bullpen? Yes. But you've done nothing to help your offense, and really what we're back to is Judge having to play 159 games and, you know, be Superman again. Because not one player in that lineup has an OPS anywhere near 800, and they will not this year. So I'm confused as to how they think they're going to score runs this year and where that's coming from.
Well, there's different ways. Well, I get it, Brian. There's different ways to win games. It doesn't necessarily mean it has to look the same, but you can still win baseball games nonetheless. Obviously, it's a watered-down, very, very weak American League. They think their starting rotation is going to be a strength. They add a closer like Devin Williams back end as long as he stays healthy. Only had 22 appearances last year from Milwaukee, but we know what his devastating changeup can do. And they're getting back to that, be a little bit better defensively, where you don't necessarily have to be as robust offensively in order to win games. That now, is your concern fair? Yeah, for sure. But remember, it's got to be more than just the money. That's not good enough. It's got to be more. And that's fine. Like, I don't... Like, people can think whatever the hell they want to think, but money's money. In the end, he took the most money. That's fine. And he's a great player. All those things can be true. Whitestone, we go. Pete, what's going on, Pete?
Hey, Mark. Happy Christmas to you and the whole gang there.
Yes,
good
Merry
to hear
Christmas.
You back on the fan. You are the bridge between what was and what is for me. The good old days and now. Just wanted to touch on the Woody Johnson stuff. Thank you for everything you said. Very frustrated 60-year-old Jet fan here. Doing wash, rinse, and repeat with Woody for the last 25 years. He's the guy that made Parcells resign. He's the guy that made Bill Belichick run back up to New England the day he met him. You know, they knew that this guy was never going to allow them to do what it takes to win. He only ever bought the team because he wanted the West Side real estate. That was all he was really interested. Then he became a football expert and a tyrant and, you know, a know-it-all. And he hasn't let one coach or GM do anything but fall on their sword for him since they got here. And now the fans, unfortunately, are becoming the biggest enablers because they keep going to the games. They keep buying the five jerseys that he issues every season and everything else. And they're making this guy flush with cash. They're the fifth wealthiest franchise in the league. And they haven't won a thing in 14 years. So now it's like, it's got to stop. Like you said, this guy has to get out of the way. He won't ever sell the team. So he's just got to get out of the way and just let a football guy run this thing once and for all.
Yeah, but
otherwise,
I'm done, Mark. Yeah,
yeah.
Pete, I get it. I could sense your frustration. You have every right to be frustrated, especially with the way that this season went. And you bring an immortal, first ballot Hall of Famer quarterback into the building, and the dysfunction continues. And I get he got hurt four plays into his first year. And this year, and maybe it all looks entirely different if he doesn't. Who knows? We can't play that game. We have no idea. We'd just be speculating if we, went down that road. But, in the here and now, it's led to another disappointing, disastrous season in which this team now extends their playoffless streak from 2010 now through the 2024 campaign. Jay in Chester is up next to the fan. What's going on, Jay?
Hey, Moose. How you doing? Happy holidays to you and your family.
You as well, Jay. What's on your mind?
Thank you very much. Moose, I've been a Washington football team fan. I can't say the second word for 52 years. And of all the quarterbacks I've seen in those years, this kid, Jalen Daniels, has vision, tenacity, speed, and confidence. There's no limit to this kid. And I'm so happy that we drafted a quarterback that can play and has guts, and he's very well spoken to the reporters. I just love this kid. And case in point, the win yesterday. What is your vision of him?
Yeah, I love him, and he loves football. And, let's be honest, though. I mean, there was a stretch there early on with RG3. You felt the same thing. You did. Unfortunately, he suffers that knee injury. I think it was against the Baltimore Ravens. And nothing was ever, the same after that. I mean, Washington was also really dysfunctional with Dan Snyder. So I don't know if necessarily all this happens without the change in ownership. The cultural shift with Dan Quinn as the head coach, Kingsbury as the offensive coordinator, the changes within the franchise. And you heard the early reports about Jaden Daniels. Is not just was he unbelievably offensively productive in his time, short time at LSU, but he lives, eats, and breathes football. He's a tremendous leader. He's accurate with throwing the football. There's a lot to like about him. Yet, and you saw it on full display. Some good, a lot of good, a little bit of bad yesterday, but it was a big time win by the Commanders and their comeback for a victory over Philadelphia.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, Kingsbury is an interesting cat. I mean, he was out in Phoenix or Arizona as the coach. Do you think he's going to be hired by another team next year?
I think there's a possibility. I mean, a lot of people when Eberflus got fired in Chicago are going to put the two and two together of, Kingsbury potentially with Caleb Williams, because Kingsbury last year was the offensive coordinator at USC under Lincoln Riley, and that, he'd be out there. I think Cliff is a very, very good offensive coordinator. I don't think Kingsbury is a good head coach. Regardless of where he is, when he was in college, he was getting called in by Andy Reid, other NFL head coaches, because he does have a really, really good vision about offense. I don't know if he necessarily is a head coach. I think you saw that out in Arizona. Guys, tremendous job across the way. You guys on the phones as well. Really enjoyed it. Happy holidays, one and all. Be back with you tomorrow morning at 10. Keep it locked right here. Have yourself a wonderful Monday. Thanks for all the calls throughout the course of the midday. Have yourself a wonderful Monday. It's Santa Sean, Tiki, and who else? And Loogie. Yes, that's right. Loogie's here. Tiki, Loogie, and Santa Sean. They got you next right here, The Fan in New York.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.